Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, John.
Hello, Daddy. Say, come on down and bring the diary with you.
Can't come now, old boy. I'll bring it when I go off duty.
What? Off duty?
Yes. I've been appointed air raid warden for my block. I'm sitting on my roof right now. I got a telescope, too.
Well, if you're on the roof, how are you calling?
Had a long cord put on my telephone, so I can report to headquarters.
Oh.
The telescope's my own idea.
I see. Daddy, how is Snooks taking all this?
Snooks?
Yeah.
She doesn't know anything that's going on. No sense telling her. She wouldn't understand.
Oh, I guess not. Well, come down as soon as you're through.
You bet. Goodbye, Joan.
So long. Well, at least Daddy's found a way to be alone.
Oh, what a beautiful night. Full moon, brilliant stars. Oh, maybe it isn't so beautiful. Good thing I've got this telescope.
Hi, Daddy.
Snooks, how did you know I was up here?
I won't tell Mummy, Daddy.
Tell Mummy what?
Where you hiding?
I'm not hiding from Mummy.
Why?
Just because I'm sitting on the roof doesn't mean that I'm hiding from Mummy, does it? Does it?
Uh-huh.
Now, why do you say that?
Because this is where you always hide.
Maybe it is, but she's not after me tonight.
Well, why have you got that basin on your head?
It's not a basin. This is a helmet.
What's it for, Daddy?
Why, it's just to keep my head warm. Snooks, I want you to go downstairs and get into bed.
Why?
Because I tell you to. And I know what's best for you.
I don't think so, Daddy.
Oh, you don't?
No. You always make me go to bed when I ain't sleepy, and you make me get up when I am.
If you went to bed when you're supposed to, you wouldn't be tired in the morning.
I'm tired now.
Well, why don't you go to bed?
What for?
Because you're tired.
No, I ain't.
Well, what did you just say?
I don't know.
You're so exhausted, you're silly. Now, run along and get a good night's sleep so you can grow up to be a healthy, beautiful woman.
Like Mummy?
Well, Mummy's had insomnia since she was five.
Huh?
Nothing. Good night.
Good night, Daddy. Daddy!
What is it?
What are you looking through that thing for?
This is a telescope. I'm looking at the sky.
Why?
I'm just looking at the stars. Yes, that's why I'm sitting on the roof with this telescope. I'm an astronomer.
Are you?
Yes. That sounds like a satisfactory explanation, doesn't it?
Does it?
I think so.
What's the telephone up here for?
Well, when I see a new star or something, I report it to the astronomical headquarters.
And then will the sirens blow?
What sirens? Snooks, do you know why I'm up here?
Yeah.
Why?
You're hiding from Mummy.
I'm not hiding from Mummy. I told you I'm studying astronomy.
What's that?
It's the science of the astral bodies and their positions in the firmament.
Where is it?
Right above you. The region of the heavens. See the millions of stars?
I want a star.
Snooks.
I want a star.
They're a fixed part of the firmament and they can't be moved.
How do they stay up there?
Gravity holds them there.
Who's he?
Who's he?
Yes.
How can you be so ignorant?
I don't know.
Gravity is the law that was discovered it's something with apples. Oh, yes, Newton discovered it.
Apples?
No, gravity. Look through this telescope. See that group of seven bright stars in the shape of a dipper?
No.
Well, what do you see?
A bunch of aeroplanes.
Well, look on the other... Aeroplanes? Let me see that telescope.
What's the matter, Daddy?
I don't see any planes. Well, those twinkling things are stars.
Are they?
Yes. You were looking at the constellation of Taurus. That's the bull.
I think so, too.
That's the name of that constellation, the bull. Right in the middle of the Milky Way.
Where's the cow, Daddy?
There isn't any cow. On one side, you can see the Big Dipper, can't you?
Uh-huh.
Now, over to the left there, you can see three stars in a line. Those stars are called the Belt of Orion.
Is that his belt?
Yes, they're all fixed. So don't you see how impossible it would be to move one of those stars?
Yes, Daddy.
And why?
Because his pants would fall down.
You go right to bed.
No, tell me some more about pastrami.
Astronomy, not pastrami. It's a very fascinating science. And astronomers have proved that the sun is 93 million miles away from the Earth. And if light travels at 186,000 miles a second, which it does, it takes 8 minutes for the light of the sun to reach the Earth. That means that when you look at the sun, you're not looking at the sun at all, but you're looking at the place the sun was 8 minutes ago.
What'd you say, Daddy?
Well, it's very simple. Look, when a chicken cackles at sunrise, what is she doing?
Laying an egg.
I mean, is she really laying the egg at sunrise?
No.
Well, what is she doing?
She's working 8 minutes overtime.
Exactly. And that's where the brilliant astronomers have it all over the poor chicken. Mm-hmm. The astronomer knows that light travels that fast.
Well, how fast can he lay an egg?
He can't lay eggs.
Why?
What have eggs got to do with astronomy?
You started it.
I was just trying to make it simple for you. I don't suppose you know that the Earth has an axis, do you?
Axis?
Yes. And you wouldn't understand it if I told you that the entire world we live in is revolving on that axis at the crushing speed of 1,000 miles an hour, would you?
Uh-huh.
Well, what does it mean?
Hitler laid an egg.
How right you are. But this is a different axis. And how do you know about these things?
What things?
Oh, don't give me that innocent look. What's the use of me trying to spare you from all this strife if you know what's going on?
What's going on, Daddy?
Do you know why I'm on the roof tonight?
Uh-huh.
Why?
Because you're hiding from Mommy.
I am not, and you don't know anything. Now go downstairs and go to sleep.
Well, why are you staying up here?
Because I'm studying astronomy.
What's that?
What have I been telling you for the last 5 minutes?
I don't know.
It's the study of the stars.
What is?
Astronomy! Astronomy is the study of the stars in the firmament.
Who put them up there?
Who?
Yeah.
Who put the planets in the solar system? Who studied the sky with the celestial bodies? Who made the sun and moon and caused them to spin in their orbits? I ask you, who did it? The whole thing is a mystery, and that's why I'm on the roof tonight. And why I'll be on the roof with my telescope for many nights to come. Now, does that answer your question?
I didn't ask you nothing.
Well, don't. Just go to bed and leave me alone.
All right, Daddy.
Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Well, anyway, I'm glad she doesn't know.
Daddy!
What is it?
Who turns off the moon when there's a blackout?
What? Snow.
Good night, Warden.